Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The January 6th committee makes its case.
The culmination of an attempted coup.
Coping with inflation.
I don't have a choice whether it costs $80 or $150.
A police officer charged with murder.
Is punishable by up to life in prison.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington with the CBS World News Roundup.
We can't sweep what happened under the rug.
Democrat Benny Thompson, chair of the House's January 6th committee, said the violence that day was no accident. At last night's primetime hearing, Thompson called the assault on the Capitol the culmination of an attempted coup.
This scheme was an attempt to undermine the will of the people.
Republican Liz Cheney is the panel's vice chair.
President Trump summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack.
Cheney provided a preview of testimony she says the committee will make public in the coming weeks, following more than 1,000 interviews and depositions.
You will see evidence of each element of this plan.
A plan, Cheney says, to systematically thwart the will of voters and appoint Justice Department officials who would do what then-Attorney General Bill Barr would not, falsely declare the 2020 election to have been the subject of widespread fraud. Committee leaders played clips of Barr's videotaped testimony in which he explained what he told Mr. Trump.
I made it clear I did not agree with the idea of saying the election was stolen and putting out this stuff, which I told the president was bullshit.
The panel played a brief clip of Ivanka Trump's testimony in which she signaled her agreement.
I respect Attorney General Barr, so I accepted what he said, was saying.
We have a fight for the Capitol.
Over 12 minutes, the committee played a montage of never-before-seen video from the attack, made with wide-angle security camera footage that showed the mob overtaking the Capitol.
What I saw was just a war scene.
Police officer Caroline Edwards provided live testimony.
It was carnage. It was chaos.
Liz Cheney said testimony at future hearings will feature presidential aides describing how Mr. Trump responded to word that rioters were calling for his vice president to be hanged.
The president responded with this sentiment, quote, "Maybe our supporters have the right idea. Mike Pence, quote, deserves it."
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington. CBS News political consultant Leonard Steinhorn says the hearing had a clear focus.
What they tried to do is undercut all of those conspiracy theories and lay out a clear case that Donald Trump encouraged an assault on our democracy.
House Republican leadership on Twitter said the hearing didn't address what Americans really care about instead: inflation, gas prices, and baby formula shortages.
Six more hearings are expected through the end of the month. Deborah?
We're learning more about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Documents obtained by the New York Times show heavily armed officers waited outside for more than an hour while some students pleaded for help in 911 calls. Correspondent Lilia Luciano.
The Texas Tribune reported that Uvalde School Police Chief Pete Arredondo told them he didn't know about the 911 calls because he chose to leave his radio behind, claiming the radios would have hampered his ability to confront the gunman. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, Arredondo was in charge of the response, but the chief told the Texas Tribune he assumed someone else had taken charge. Despite weeks of reports, Arredondo ordered tactical teams not to breach the classrooms. He told the Tribune he did no such thing. Instead, he says he held his position outside the room, pleading for tactical gear and keys to open what he described as a steel door impossible to kick in.
Average gas prices are just a penny shy of the $5 a gallon mark today. AAA says they've reached almost $4.99 a gallon, and it's forcing many to make changes.
Derek Dong is the newest of rail riders.
This is my first time.
He says his decision to take Bay Area Rapid Transit instead of driving to work was a no-brainer, largely because gas prices are nearing $7 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Pretty expensive taking public transit because it's quicker and cheaper.
Transit ridership has been steadily rising, primarily as workers return to the office, but the price at the pump is a big factor for many commuters.
Everybody's coming. Mm-hmm. I guess this is cheaper route to pay this instead of sitting in traffic.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Leandro, California.
Soaring gas and food prices have helped push inflation to a four-decade high. We'll get a new read when the Labor Department releases the Consumer Price Index report shortly.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
The president is expected to lay out a new plan to deal with immigration on this final day of the Summit of the Americas.
President Biden will unveil what's being called the Declaration of Los Angeles. Mr. Biden calls it a transformative new approach.
To increase opportunities for safe and orderly migration. To crack down on criminals and human traffickers who prey on desperate people.
The plan is expected to include financial aid to countries taking in migrants and new legal pathways for foreign workers. Steve Futterman, CBS News, with the president in Los Angeles.
A murder charge in a police shooting in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and now the accused officer could lose his job. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The Grand Rapids police chief is recommending that Officer Christopher Schur be fired. It comes after Schur, who is white, is charged with second-degree murder in the traffic stop death of Patrick Leoya, who was black. Kent County prosecutor Chris Becker.
Second-degree murder is a felony offense punishable by up to life in prison with the possibility of parole.
Defense lawyers say Leoya's death was a tragedy but not murder. They say the officer feared for his safety.
The Justice Department is opening a civil rights investigation into Louisiana State Police. Amid mounting evidence, the agency looked the other way in beatings of mostly black men. Britney Spears got married in L.A. last night, but it wasn't without incident.
Britney Spears invited me here. She's my first wife, my only wife. I'm her first husband.
Police arrested her ex-husband, Jason Alexander, after he tried to crash the ceremony. People says Spears and her new husband, Sam Asghari, said "I do" in front of 60 guests, including Madonna, Drew Barrymore, and Paris Hilton. Her parents were reportedly not among them. A gooey save at a candy factory in central Pennsylvania. Two workers at an M&M factory in Lancaster County had to be rescued after they fell into a tank of waist-high chocolate and couldn't get out on their own. Fire officials say crews cut a hole in the side of the vat to rescue them.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A Florida man finds an unusual way to thank his caregivers after a life-saving operation.
It's been 12 weeks since Jake Howard of Ocala had his open-heart surgery.
We have our brisket here.
Now he's back to work in his food truck.
Ready, waiting for them to come out.
He was waiting for his caregivers, doctors, nurses, hospital staff, and Advent Health Ocala.
They made us feel very comfortable. They made me feel safe.
On this day, he was making them full with brisket, mac and cheese, and more, serving dozens of meals from his truck, making good on the promise to come back and feed them. Dr. James Lundquist is his surgeon.
It is really heartwarming to see him doing so well.
All Jay Cowart wanted to be able to do was say,
thank you.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
You might have trouble spicing up your food for summer. Hoi Fung says poor weather's damaged jalapeno peppers it uses to make its popular sriracha sauce. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, June 10th, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.